Let's look at God's word, John 16, verses 23 through 27. These are the words of Jesus. And he's actually speaking about prayer. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say that you will ask the Father, that I will ask the Father on your behalf. I'm sorry, for the Father loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I have come into the world and now am leaving the world and going to the Father. Do you hear this prayer phrase in Jesus' name? How often, how frequently do you say that yourself? Do you hear the praise or prayer in the name of Jesus phrase? And many would say, yeah, I hear it a lot. You just said it, Pastor Bruce. I think Matt said it too. We hear these prayer phrases, and Jesus speaks in this text about this very phrase. He speaks to his disciples and us about prayer and the power, the significance of asking in his name. But we have to step back and ask a question. What does that mean anyway? What does praying in the name of Jesus mean? And how does it apply to us? Today we're going to hear how asking in his name applies to each and every believer. It's not a formula. It's not a throwaway. It's not meaningless for sure. It's powerful and significant. And we need to understand it. And I would submit to you, pray in his name. Doesn't mean necessarily we have to say that word or phrase every time, but we do always pray in that reality. And I think it's helpful to say those words when we pray. And I hope after today's message, you'll say, you know what? That is really helpful for me to pray, not just pray, but to pray in Jesus' name. Now, the astounding promise here is connected to in Jesus' name. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This is Jesus picturing that time when he, having been risen from the dead, now ascending to the Father and leaving the disciples and sending the Holy Spirit. And of course, we're living in that day now. Jesus has ascended and given the Spirit. So this is an instruction about prayer, of asking the Father, not as the disciples no longer say, hey, Jesus, what do you think? Now they're asking the Father in his name, and we are too. And Jesus connects this asking in his name to joy in him. And look at John 16, verse 24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. This is joy in Jesus, fueled by the working of the Holy Spirit. It's not selfish. We can see here in the context clearly it's about the glory of God and living in obedience to God. But it is connected to asking. There's a joy that's connected to praying in Jesus' name. And the plan then that Jesus has for us is that we would ask in his name. In that day, you will ask in my name. And I do not say that you say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. Now, Jesus clearly is doing some work on our behalf. He's advocating for us, interceding for us. Scripture tells us that. He is the one who gives us access, our great high priest, Hebrews 4. We could talk more about that. But in the Bible, although we can address Jesus directly, and it's not improper to address the Holy Spirit directly, the vast majority of the prayers in the Bible, the main kind of way of praying is to the Father. And we can find examples of prayer directly to Jesus, so we're at safe grounds if we pray to Jesus, but the main kind of biblical model of prayer is to the Father, to God, to the Lord. But we come in the name of Jesus. Prayer is to the Father mainly, through the Son always, by the working of the Spirit always. And we come then in the name of Jesus, and that's what we're going to be considering today, the significance and the application of praying in the name of Jesus. And these are not just words, these are profound realities. I hope you're like, okay, I need to get my head around this and understand this. These are words Jesus spoke on that very, very, very important night, the night of Passover. All of John 13 to John 17 relates to this. And now Jesus is sort of getting very, very close to the end of his conversations with the disciples. Soon he's going to move into conversation with his Father. He's going to be doing praying and expressing a prayer for the disciples and for us who would come to believe in him. So let's then consider believing in Jesus, and what another of those reasons to believe in him is because of the power and the impact of praying in his name. We're going to consider kind of phases of this today. This is less kind of a list of points and more a movement I want to take you on. I hope you move from hearing this promise to actually praying and asking things, and maybe even some things that may seem to you a bit audacious to ask. That I want to submit to you, many times our asking is pathetically shallow and overly cautious. And so I hope today to move you from kind of praying, maybe just kind of like in the safe zone, maybe even not really even asking God for all that much that really glorifies God, to asking and praying in Jesus' name. Are you with me? I hope you're ready to move, okay? So there's the promise given. Then we're going to explore the definition of in Jesus' name in some detail. And then we're going to refine that a little more, because I think our first thoughts when we hear it aren't necessarily right. So we need to understand this in context and refine our understanding in context. And there's a whole big context here. It's three chapters of the Gospel of John. But then we're going to expand our vision of asking, and then we're going to ask. We're going to spend time today praying. So we've already had Matt praying, I've been praying, we started praying, and we're going to end praying, and it's not going to be a quick rush, 30 second, now let's get out of here, that's the end of it. We're going to put the ball back in your lap, and you're going to spend time praying. We are going to end today with substantial praying, and praying the kinds of things that Jesus would want us to pray, asking in his name. Now, of course, there's a lot of other aspects to prayer in the Bible. There's praise, there's adoration, there's confession, there's lament, there's thanksgiving. Matt was up here kind of encouraging you in that direction. And, of course, the holiday sort of pushes us in that direction. These are all appropriate aspects of biblical prayer. But asking is also a part of prayer. And Jesus is talking specifically here about asking. And some askings are kind of the petition variety. It's more or less for us and people close to us. Lord, we've got needs, and those are legitimate. But other asking is more of the intercession variety. It's about others primarily, and the gospel advance in this big world of need. And Jesus, I believe, is primarily thinking of that. Not to say we shouldn't pray for our needs. The Lord's Prayer itself tells us that's legitimate. But if all you're praying for is your needs and your little circle, you're missing, I believe, what Jesus is saying here and a lot of what the Bible points us to in intercession and asking related to the kingdom advance and the work of the gospel. And I want us to notice here with just the centrality of Jesus, the Son, in our prayer. And I've listed here all the verses in John. It's quite a list that have this phrase or idea of praying in his name. Truly, truly, and that's, of course, Jesus saying, this is really important, this is really important, truth, this is truth. I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name. That's in John 14, 13, John 14, 14, John 14, 26, John 15, 21, and 15, 16, and I believe 15, 7. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. And here now in this verse, three times, 1623, 1624, and 1626. So this is the expression that points to the centrality of Jesus in our praying. Now, do we have to end every prayer saying in Jesus' name, in his name? There's no explicit Bible verse that says that. So if you forget, it's okay. But the idea would be in all of our prayers, and I believe the words, maybe to not fall into a just saying empty words and quick throwaways at the end, maybe you say, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask this one in Jesus' name. So saying the words in Jesus' name is helpful, but there's no necessary requirement that you have to say the words in Jesus' name, because it's the idea, the truth, the reality. So the words, though, express some things that are real powerful, and we'll see some of those things here as we get into this text. But let's look first at the promise given. And we've already kind of seen this, the astounding kind of promise in his name and the ask in his name that fosters joy. But think of the disciples in this very uncertain moment. Jesus is telling them he's going to the cross and then he's going to rise from death and go to heaven. And they're left without him with them physically any longer. And there he then gives them this promise about prayer. That's kind of the logical flow here. So guys, I know this is uncertain, but you have prayer. Asking in my name. That's the focus for them, and that should be the focus for us. And so then the promise here of like, oh, when we ask in his name, God hears us. When we ask in his name, we can have confidence that God wants us to express those needs and those desires for his kingdom advance. So when we say, I pray in your name, it should bring us a reminder of it, of encouragement. It should grow us in that sense of gratitude that, wow, God has invited us to come to him in prayer. And note here, it's connected to the pervasive joy that we can have in Jesus as he's in us and present by the Holy Spirit. And that joy continues even in sorrow. We've seen that last week's text. So it doesn't mean that everything in life is hunky-dory. It means that we have a reality of knowing God hears us and answers us and is working even when things are not hunky-dory. And that God... Here is confirming through this method his love for us. We're going to see that as we walk through this. So let's look at a couple of these verses once again. John 16:23. In that day you will ask nothing of me. That is, you're not going to go to Jesus who's standing beside you. But truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. The risen Jesus who leaves sends the Spirit, and we ask God and intercede in his name. John 16, verse 24, there it is once again. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Look with me at John 16, verse 27, just a few verses later. And understand, Jesus is not like totally changing to a new topic here. This plan of God that we can come to him and ask in Jesus' name is an expression of God's love for us. Did you know that? For the Father loves you. There it is. So all this is because he loves you. Because you have loved me and have believed that I have come into the world. In other words, this is speaking of God's particular love for believers. Yes, he loves all people. He loves the world so that he gave his son, but he especially loves his own. He especially loves believers. It's very clear here, because you have loved me. That love for Jesus flows from believing in Jesus, and the reality of believing in Jesus then fosters a true love for Jesus, and that reality of believing and true love for Jesus is a characteristic of every one of those that truly are God's own. And he gives them his own, this prayer access in Jesus' name. So then let's define this biblically. In the Bible, someone's name says who they are. It represents the person. And in a culture of that time, much more so than today, names had great significance because names were sort of synonymous with the person, their character. So when we pray in Jesus' name, we're praying in alignment with the person and the character of Jesus. We're praying because of the person of Jesus. We're going to look at some Psalms. We're going to look a little bit at prayer in Jesus' name in John. But what we're going to come down to is see that this praying in Jesus' names is prayer through Jesus. It's prayer that we have access because of the finished work of Christ, because of his shed blood for us. And a non-believer, one who does not trust in and know Jesus, does not have the same kind of access that we have. This is very clear. God obviously hears all prayers, and the prayer of faith he always answers, but we need to understand this. As we pray in Jesus' name, we're praying in acknowledgement of the access that we have. And so it sort of grounds us in humility. In some respects, I got no leg to stand on coming into the presence of a holy God and asking him stuff, right? But when I pray in Jesus' name, that is through the access I have in Jesus, yes, I come humbly, but I can come with confidence. He has provided the access for me to come into his presence through the shed blood of Jesus, and that's what it means to pray in his name. We come humbly, yet we come confidently. So when you pray in Jesus' name, understanding what it means to pray in Jesus' name, both of those are entailed. It is prayer through Jesus. It is also prayer for Jesus, for the glory of Jesus. I'm not coming saying, hey, the world revolves around me. Therefore, God, make everything revolve around me. When I pray in Jesus' name, I'm saying, Jesus, it all revolves around you. So I'm praying for your glory, for that which aligns with your word, for that which fosters more people knowing you and growing in you and serving in you. And I want to bring my life in alignment with that kind of reality, right? So praying in Jesus' name is powerful. And I would submit that when we speak those words, let's let that reality be a part of what we mean. And let's speak those words so that that reality is a reminder. Lord, I got no leg to stand on but you. And that reality is that which spurs us to say, Lord, I can come confidently before you and ask because of what you have provided for me. Here's a quote from John Piper. He says this, "We can only come to God in prayer, pleading for grace, because we have a high priest, which is why we pray in Jesus' name. I would never let my kids, or at least I tried not, to use 'in Jesus' name, amen' as a throwaway phrase at the end of prayer. I told them, don't slur that, don't rush that. These words express something glorious and essential. We have no access to God without Christ and his name. And so when we pray in Jesus' name, we are saying to the Father, I am not coming to you on my own name, not on my own merit, not on my own, in my own worth. I am coming because Jesus Christ loved me. Christ died for me. Christ rose for me. Christ intercedes for me. This is what that little phrase carries, and it's just huge. So let's consider a bit more of this definition as we look at John 16, verse 23. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I submit this is asking through Jesus and asking for the glory of Jesus when we pray in his name. And when we say it, it reminds us of that truth. It expands our humility. It expresses our confidence. It stirs us to remember that he has given us the opportunity to ask that which glorifies him. Let's refine that a bit. And before we do, though, I want to just point out kind of one important thing in the asking and moving toward the refining and moving toward application. It is, if it is in fact true that only the finished work of Christ provides full access to God and prayer in his name is an expression of that, then believing in Jesus is the most fundamental, foundational starting point for all prayer. And so John, even when he brings up the idea of believing in Jesus in John chapter 20, verse 31, this verse that I've shown every Sunday in this message series and every other message series from the Gospel of John, there it is, but it has in your name in it. But these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So if you've never yet believed, truly believed in Jesus, there's only life in his name. That personal response of turning to him and trusting him is the most important step of your life and the most important doorway to opening up prayer access that Jesus offers to us. If you haven't taken that step, take it. And if you need to process in taking that step, please seek out someone who can help you take that step. Let's consider, though, some refinement. So it's not a formula that if I just say these words, I get all that I want, some sort of magic wand that I wave, and therefore everything I say, Jesus gives me. That's clearly not what Jesus intended. In fact, interestingly, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, those that Jesus says, you never knew me, depart from me, they said they were doing things in Jesus' name. It's kind of scary, right? So it's possible to say the words in Jesus' name without the reality of in Jesus' name at all. But if you look at the context, I think it can counter our propensity to misunderstanding in Jesus' name and misunderstanding praying in Jesus' name and to refine our prayers so that we're really praying in Jesus' name in a way that aligns with the reality of what true prayer in Jesus' name really means. And not to disappoint, we've got a lot of content here. I'm being facetious, okay? We've got John 14, John 15, and John 16. But there's a whole lot included in praying in Jesus' name. How do I know that? Because Jesus brings this up in 14 with all the discussion there. He brings it up in 15 with all the discussion there. And he brings it up in 16 with all the discussion there. So let's consider some things. It's for people who believe in him. It's freedom by his truth and his spirit. It's for serving one another humbly and growing and expressing love. It's for living and continuing in peace that he gives in a troubled world. The trouble still is there, but the peace is a reality. It's for obeying him and displaying loving him. It's for gospel mission to his glory. All that's in chapter 14 where Jesus speaks of praying in his name. And then in John 15, he also speaks of praying in his name. It's for those who believe and continue abiding in him. It's in the context of bearing fruit for him as he does that mighty work through us. It's by the working of the Holy Spirit in us for what glorifies God the Father, for proving that we're his disciples, and what aligns with his word. All that's what praying in his name means. And in John 16, the text that we're looking at here, it's as Jesus keeps us and we keep believing. It's as we serve Jesus and often suffer for it. It's as the Holy Spirit guides us to his glory. and to glorify Jesus. As Jesus produces joy in us, it's in the day of the risen Jesus sending the Spirit and by our access to the Father through Jesus. Can we look at John chapter 15, verse 7? Just as kind of one, like, oh, okay, this sort of counters that. This is, I just get what I want, and Jesus, praying in Jesus' name is Jesus to give me all my selfish desires or whatever. A lot of times people get on that line. It's like, well, no, actually, it's what aligns with the Word of God. That's praying in Jesus' name. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish. And your asking is shaped then by that which flows from the words of Jesus, the purposes of Jesus, for the glory of Jesus. Let's look at John 16, verse 23. I would submit to you, praying in Jesus' name cannot mean whatever in the sense of anything at all. And sometimes people interpret that. Well, it means anything, like, it's like a genie in a bottle. Whatever is anything. It's like, well, Jesus had just said you're going to suffer for his name. So obviously, it's not, you know, life on easy street is what praying in Jesus' name and getting whatever. It means that which aligns with the purposes and will of the Father as we look to Jesus and seek to advance his work. And it certainly can't mean asking and getting any selfish thing we want. That would be the exact opposite of everything Jesus said here about prayer in Jesus' name in 14, 15, 16. I mean, all the voluminous content just tells us, wow, that's really not what it means. But it is an appeal to us to ask and to pray. And I would like us to reflect on the expansive vision, if we would, right now. Number four in our movement. And I would like, you know, there's not a lot of content here. I would like us to move toward our own praying. And our own praying today, and our own prayer thought right now. And I'm going to ask you, is there anything new, or maybe that was once there, but you've sort of stopped praying it, to my praying included in whatever that I can and should in Jesus ask today? I can and should, for the glory of Jesus, ask today. I'm talking you. I'm talking your prayer. I'm talking in Jesus' name. You know how we find it, through him and for him. I'm talking now, today. And I'm looking. I'm just looking. You there? Y'all there? There it is. Yeah. Some of you say, yeah, I know what it is. I think I know what it is. I think this is the one. Now, there's all kinds of things that it could be, right? For people to come to Jesus, some of you know specifically come to Jesus, for marriages to be restored, for relationships that are not right to be reconciled, for the church to be all that God wants it to be, for the name of Jesus to be heard and proclaimed, for people that are going through difficult times to be lifted up and drawn to Christ and experience his comfort, right? But you're starting to think about it, and you know what it is. And I want you to hold on to that, because I'm going to ask you today to pray related to that in this expansive vision. And please, if it's just like, oh, that we have a good day tomorrow, please scratch that one out. Please don't do the shallow, rather meaningless kind of prayers. Please think of praying with an expansive vision, that the whatever is something that is truly in Jesus, for Jesus. In fact, if it wasn't for Jesus, you know there's no way it would happen. If it wasn't for the mighty working of God who's opened up that access, you know there's no way it was going to happen. That's what I'm asking you to pray for. And that's where we look at John 16. There it is, verse 23. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name. And I would like you now just to do some audacious asking. And I'm invite each of you to ask the Father in Jesus' name something specific that would glorify Jesus. That's a big ask, but that you're like, I think God wants me to ask this. It's exactly the kind of thing that Pastor Bruce has been talking about. That in Jesus' name kind of stuff. And there it is, John 16, verse 23. Once again, in that day you ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask. And in John 16, verse 24, the ask is repeated. And it's an imperative. You ask and keep asking. You ask. You ask. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that is requesting Jesus for the glory of Jesus. He will give it to you. God is inclined to do a lot of answering. And God invites us to ask. And we can have confidence to go to him and ask. And don't give me that stuff, well, God's going to do whatever God's going to do. No, God, that would be a direct countering the command of Jesus who told us to ask. We're supposed to ask. He's told us repeatedly, ask in his name. I'm going to invite Jim and the team to come. And this asking is going to be in two phases. Phase one is just you with the Lord asking the audacious ask in his name that he's put on your heart to ask. You're gonna privately, quietly ask in his name. Come because of Jesus. Knowledge humbly, that's how you can ask. And then ask with confidence, trusting in him to glorify his name as you ask. And then after that private time of asking, then we're going to transition to a time of asking in song together, that Jim and the team are going to lead us in a song that's really a corporate ask in his name. First privately, then together in song, let's ask. Lord Jesus, we only come because of you, through you. We praise you for your finished work on the cross that's opened up access. We praise you, Jesus. We can come in your name. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for each of these requests, by your faithfulness, by your working, by your Spirit, Lord. May your name be glorified. May the name of Jesus be glorified. May we be a praying people and a praying community, filled with praise, adoration, confession, lament, thanksgiving, and asking in your name. Lord Jesus, be glorified in our prayers now and in our lives. Father, we praise you for this access, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Let's continue to pray and praise in his name as Jim and the team lead us. Let's make this our corporate expression to him.